Who are the craziest Pokemon that can fly? Okay, so Doduo and Dodrio can fly.
They're ostriches.
So
That's ridiculous.
Dodrio can fly, but Charizard cannot in Gen 1.
He has wings.
He has wings.
And Dodrio has little penguin nonsense. Like
Flap.
the what the
Flip, flap,
wop,
flap.
Wop, wop, wop.
I'm gonna take you all the way to Lavender Town. Hey, this is Fox Mickey.
And this is CJ Cosmo.
And this is the Poke World Podcast.
Hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
We are here in the second episode of the Poke World Podcast. Make sure you follow us on X at Poke World Pod. Send us your feedback on the episode. Comment on things you would like to hear. We'd love to hear from you guys. That's at Poke World Pod on X. This episode is the first of two parts, and we are talking about the sounds of Pokemon. Part one is about the sounds that the Pokemon make. Their Pokemon cries, and in the anime, the voicing of the Pokemon sounds. As always, I am joined by CJ Cosmo. CJ, how are you doing today?
Doing well, sir. Pretty excited to talk about these Pokemon sounds, man.
So to start this thing off, we thought it'd be fun. We found six Pokemon that are commonly discussed as sounding weird or off. So the ones that have come up a lot, and I have them here. I have clips of them making their sound, their cry. CJ and I are going to play rock, paper, scissors, and we're going to see who goes first. And then we're going to name the Pokemon. We're going to try to make the sound that it makes. And then we're going to let you hear what the sound is. And I speculate it's not even going to be close. We have not heard these clips. I just found them. And we're going to play them and we're going to see how it goes. All right, let's do this. Rock, paper, scissors.
All right, sir.
You
on shoot.
It. On shoot.
One, two, three, shoot.
Gotcha.
All right.
I got him. Okay, so the first Pokemon that we are going to do of these six. Let me name the Pokemon first, and then I'll call my first one so that everyone knows who we're talking about. So we have selected Skuntank, Electabuzz, Cricketune, Victreebel, Gible, and Zebstrika. Those are the six that we saw pop up on the Reddits, you know, the threads and everything. These names popped up a lot of times, so we're going to do those. And the first one I'm picking for you, CJ, is Electabuzz. So give me your impression of Electabuzz.
God, it's going to be lame, but Buzz! God, yeah, but I wish, let's take that down like an octave. Buzz! It's the best I got, guys. I didn't want it to be so high at first. I got a little bit excited.
Okay, so let's hear what Electabuzz sounds like.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
I choose
Did he laugh like a villain?
He went, Electabuzz.
I was like, to me it sounded like a
This episode is being filmed on December 13th, so we have some Christmas kind of like ties here. It sounded like like a
really excited sound.
I want to listen to that again. Let me listen to that again, Chris. Or CJ, sorry.
I choose Electabuzz.
Yeah, so the end result, you're not even close.
No, I didn't know I'd be trying to sound like Santa trying to get away with something.
Yeah, he sounds like an evil Santa.
Not a Santa who was trying to get away with something, a Santa who got away with something. He was like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Laughing as he rides into the sunset on his sleigh. Reindeer, let's get out of here.
But like to buzz just to protect that shit.
Okay, who are you picking for me, Chris? Second up on our list here.
Who?
CJ.
Let's do Ghibli.
Yes. As I pronounce Ghibli. This is also a Ghibli, Gabite, Garchomp, all in one kind of clip. So, again, we've not listened to these, so I don't. We'll see how it sounds, but. Okay, my impression of Ghibli before I play this. I don't think he'd say his name. I think he's one of those Pokemon who would not. Like, he wouldn't enunciate his name. So I think he's gonna go like.
I don't, I mean, if I were him, I'd say, I'm a shark. Well, I mean, he's a shark. He's a shark on land. Like, you know, he's got to clarify.
I am a shark. Okay, let's see what Ghibli sounds like. Here we go. That is nothing.
Is that a noise?
That's a game sound.
Yeah. That's not
it. It's just high pitch like. Yeah. If that guy was in the real life, if I had a Ghibli as a pet, that Ghibli would sound like what I said.
It would be like a computer you carry around going yeah! Really quick every now and then.
I gotta go potty. Yeah!
That's how it barks.
Okay.
That was a pretty weak sound clip that we had.
We will come back and we'll find Ghibli. Again, we have not listened to these in advance to keep it fresh, but I think we can find a Ghibli clip from the anime that would sound differently. Okay, my turn. Oh man, who am I going with here? I'm going with Cricket Tune. This one, I know what this one sounds like. It's, I don't think you're going to be even close.
You know what I'm going to do. You know.
Okay, you go.
Are you ready?
What does Cricket Tune sound like?
Cricket! Cricket! Like, you know, like, crickets are annoying as hell. Like, why would that not be? It's going to be some computer generated, like, or like, something like that. It's cheat. It's, you know, it's cricket. He's a cricket. He should be doing what every known human being knows.
What cricket makes the sound cricket?
Cricket. It's I can't get as high pitched as they are, but that's why they're called crickets, because they go cricket.
That was gonna be my next question. Do they call them crickets because of the sound?
I don't know that for sure, but that has always been my assumption.
Hit us up on Twitter. I would love to know how crickets got their name and if they sound like cricket, like an actual Pokemon. Who just makes the name of their sound.
I don't know exactly how you scientifically refer to a cricket, but I assume that the scientific name has nothing to do with cricket.
Probably, but the way you sounded it out. Anyways, your sound for the listeners, Cricketune. What is your sound for Cricketune?
I have to do it again?
Yeah.
Cricket!
Okay, let's listen to what Cricketune sounds like. This is how the game sounds in the game, okay? The sound that many of us are familiar with. Let me play this.
How am I supposed to imitate that, sir?
I think I can do a damn good job of imitating it.
All right, I'm ready. Surprised me. That was actually a lot better than
it was a little slower.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit slower. You can't go with that. That's it's a computer. It was going. Silliness. Absolute silliness.
Gosh. I love these conversations. I do. Okay, Chris, you're up. Number four.
My turn?
It's your turn.
My turn. Oh. Okay. Let's do the one that everybody's waiting for. Skun Tank.
Of course they're waiting for Skun Tank.
Well, you know he smells. He looks like a...
I am familiar with this one. And the sound is going to be something similar. Not exactly. But it will be something like...
A fart.
It's going to be a fart.
So typical. If that's what they attach to a skunk, simple.
It's a dumb Pokemon.
It's not clever.
We will talk about in future episodes the dumbest Pokemon that exists, but this is one of them. Here's how it sounds.
You knew that one.
It just, let's listen to that again. Get the fart at the end. Disgusting.
I don't know about disgusting. I mean, it paints what a skunk does, but I don't know. Does anybody know? Viewers, you? Does a skunk make a noise when it sprays its
spray?
Okay,
so you... Let's talk about the spray.
They fart out their spray.
That's what it is. It's a fart.
No, it's not. A skunk does not...
You just said that.
Fart. No, I was posing a question. Is that what
is
a skunk
a fart?
Does?
Yeah.
No, they spray. They're like a squid. A squid doesn't... Well,
it's like piss. You know, they're peeing.
No, they're not peeing. It's their defense mechanism.
They're shitting. They're shitting.
No, they're not. They're not shitting. They have like a... They're like male cats. Male cats can like spray nonsense. Like, that's what skunks do. Like, they get threatened, they go boop and throw their butt up in the air and spray you with... I quite honestly don't know what it is.
Their own brand of Febreze.
They do indeed use it to make perfume. Actually.
Oh,
skunks,
really?
Skunks, I can't think of the word, glands, whatever that make the stink, are actually predominantly used in perfumes. You guys can fact check me on that. I'm very sure.
I would be curious how they get the glands.
How are you? I mean, they cut them out of their butt.
Are they just finding dead skunks?
Yes.
Is that what
they're probably hunting skunks?
Like that theory from Team Rocket that we talked about in the last episode. Go check it out if you haven't, listeners. But the last episode we talked about how there's this theory about Team Rocket where they go pick up downed Pokemon.
Oh, and they could sell perfume.
So is that what Febreze is doing? They're just picking up downed skunks and getting their glands.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. That's like most of our odor.
But it smells
control.
Like shit. It smells terrible.
It doesn't, but it's pungent. And so they add to it because it's a pungent smell that permeates everything.
Yeah.
And so they just adjust the smell. From what my very low science brain understands.
Oh, God. Okay. This is what you get from CJ Cosmo and Fox Mickey. Okay.
I like to make a lot of points that I'm not very sure of.
Who collects the dead skunks and how we turn it into Febreze. Okay, we're on number 5 of our list.
A little bit off topic there, guys. But...
Okay, it's my turn to select, correct? I am going to go with Victory Bell. Why don't you tell me, Kaz, what... I think people who watch the anime know what, like... Victory Bell, when Victory Bell came on early on, it was just like... He always ate James. Like, he made this sound. What does it sound like, Kaz? Tell us.
Well, to me, I know it's not going to be high-pitched because he's got it real down in his chest. Kind of seems like a chubby guy. Victory Bell. Give me another try. Give me another try there. That was Victory Bell. He wouldn't growl, though. I don't know. That's the best I got.
Okay.
That's the best that I'm going to give you.
I have a question about Victory Bell. Before I'm going to play this clip so we can... Give me one more time what Victory Bell sounds like.
Victory Bell.
Okay. I don't think it's even close. But let's hear what Victory Bell sounds like.
He seems like a husky man with big leaves.
Ready? He just screams.
Okay, that's got to be the game, right?
No, that's the anime. That's James's. That's James's Victory Bell, right there that I just played. He just screams.
See, to me, it seemed like he had a deep, guttural voice.
That was my question. What the hell is Victory Bell? I've played, since I was 8 years old. What is Victory Bell?
Oh, it's like he's like an adaptation of the Venus flytrap.
Yeah, right? He's a Venus flytrap. But what is the bell? What is the yellow part?
Oh, where he stores all the...
If you think about Venus flytrap, it's just beans. Two little flowers, and they just...
Yeah, but they gotta have a way they eat the flies, and this thing eats clearly things that are bigger than flies. It's gotta have
bell. So Bellsprout, then, has to be a form of the Venus flytrap.
Yeah, it like eats that. Smaller things. It's just a that's various... why his head is, like, smaller, yeah. And then it goes down, but Victory Bell clearly can eat whole humans and Pokemon.
Okay.
Gotta have some belly space.
Yeah, I love Victory Bell, man. He's one of my favorites. But God, he has an awful scream.
I can't. I just like it's a high pitch. That's like seeing a lumberjack go.
There's another thing. So something about James. I don't understand it. But okay, so Victory Bell. Whenever James would throw out the Pokeball, right, and he'd go Victory Bell. Okay. Victory Bell would come back and he'd just eat James's head. He's just, I love you so much, and he'd eat him. James has, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, viewers, three different Pokemon that do that to him. They're just like, he throws them out and they come back and they just eat him. They eat his head. One of them is a Marini who poisons him every time in Sun and Moon. He turns all poison, he turns all purple. But there's something about James where he like throws out his Pokemon, they just want to swallow him.
Delicious. He must be.
Okay, let's get back to the point here. I think you are up. We have two left, I believe. Two of the Pokemon on the top six that we found most annoying cries. Pokemon most annoying cries. We have Zebstrika. And what is the other one that we have? I think we just have Zebstrika.
Yeah,
almost done. Okay, that's the last one. Okay, so I'm going zip, 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 something like that. And this is what Zebstrika sounds like in the game. Let's hear it. Yeah, not even freaking close.
You could have done anything. You could have literally just yelled at the top of your lungs. You would have been like, well, that was pretty close.
That would have been closer to zip, 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 zip.
I don't know, to be honest with you, I'd rather the zaps than the...
I would too. That is not even close. Okay. Yeah, so that is six of the Pokemon that we found that are the most hated. And I think we missed on every single one of them. I don't think there was a single one that we got right.
I feel like I was pretty close to what Electabuzz sound like.
I was close on Skuntank too. Because I knew.
I mean, you hit Skunk Tank because
it's just a fart.
You knew he was gonna fart.
It's just a fart. So we were 2 of 6. We had 33%.
No, I wouldn't even give myself that one. I just felt like I hit Electabuzz exactly how Electabuzz would want to sound.
If you were in Electabuzz's shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were 1 of 6, and one of them was the farter that we knew about.
Yeah, and the. Electabuzz is how he would really sound if you owned an Electabuzz in real life.
All right.
I killed it.
So before we go on to kind of our next point here in the first part of the sounds of Pokemon, other Pokemon that we found that people genuinely disliked, and please hit us up on Twitter or X at Pokemon Pod if there's any that we have missed here. But I have... 5 others that were commonly mentioned. Seismitoad, Flygon, Pignite, and Dialga, which is crazy that we've got a legendary on there. I mean, just that seems crazy to me. But the last one, and I think everyone can agree, Pikachu.
You know I don't agree with that.
You do not agree with people hating the sound of Pika.
I don't know. I haven't watched a ton of Pokemon, but I really like the show growing up, and I've watched a considerable amount, and I find it comforting.
Pikachu. Continuing with the sounds of Pokemon, we have to go from the sounds the cries that the animals make to the actual actors in the shows who are like doing what we did in enunciating the sounds of Pika, like the actor is doing that. And as I was watching it, there were a couple of thoughts that popped into my head watching, like, because every single time a Pokemon talks or makes a sound in the anime, that's a human being into a microphone. So they have to have casting sessions for people like, hey, we're hiring for the role of Slugma. This is what it looks like. What sound do you think it makes? Or this is kind of what it sounds like. What's your best impression of it like we did?
So I kind of wrote down some casting calls, because that's what I was thinking about. You know, how do you bring voice actors in, like, without, like, you can't offer a script, practice, you can't...
yeah, what is the job description?
What do you say? Like... And so these are the things I wrote down. Hey, do you like making weird noises? Have you ever felt like an animal trapped in a human's body? To be more specific... Have you ever felt like some sort of strange hybrid is just waiting in your voice? Y'all should come in.
You ended it with y'all should come in. You did so good on the other parts. That was a perfect ad for Pokemon. And then you ended it with y'all should come in.
I didn't have anything good after the end, you know? Like... I mean, that's all you need. You didn't need the end. I just added that because, you know.
Like, that's a LinkedIn post.
You gotta,
it's like a LinkedIn.
You gotta have some hospitality at the end, you know.
That's a LinkedIn
post. How do you think, like, I would end with even more specific? Have you ever felt like some sort of strange hybrid is just waiting in your voice? I can't end on that. You know, like, maybe I should, yeah, we gotta build.
No, just send your resume to Pokemon at Pokemon.com or whatever it is.
You're right. That would have been better. That would have been better.
I cannot. We're not in show business, clearly. I cannot imagine that's how it goes. But I couldn't help but think that as I was watching the show. It's just like, how do they, like, these, like, some of these people I see on this list, they only have one role, and it's just the Pokemon. Like, how did that person find this role? I don't understand.
So I'm guessing, like, so that was the ad in my mind. And then, like, people show up for the casting, and then I had some more questions. Do they just, like, give the person a list of Pokemon names and say, how do you think that sounds? Or did they have the sounds ready to go and be like, emulate this? Can you do this?
They played it on, like, a...
Yeah, like, on a, like, a little, like, whatever. This is what we want this to sound like some animal noises or whatever. Do it. Do it. And then I'm just thinking they hired a guy who could make a range of noises, and they're like, here, man, this is a list of Pokemon names and Pokemon pictures. You got this.
Go for it.
You got this.
I think that seems like the most logical, but it's
if
not.
So,
that's not the
if
answer.
So, I want to meet that guy. And as we found out, there are multiple people for the Pokemon, and that's what blows my mind. So it's like you bring people in for a casting call, and no, this lady does Pidgey fine, but she can't do any of these other Pokemon. We need another one to come in. Oh, he does Charmander. So
that was one. I found one lady who just did Pidgey. Or no, she did Pidgey, Caterpie, and Mew. Her name's Christine Marie Cabanos. She did Pidgey, Caterpie, and Mew in the Origin series.
Shout out to you. I hope you got paid.
Oh man, that is the things that we think about as 30-year-old men watching Pokemon. All right, so again, we are at the end of this episode. We are going to do our quiz session, name pending. Last week we did the quiz with Kaz. Now it's going to be a two-way street here. I'm going to ask a question and Kaz is going to ask me a question.
Because I get to try to trip him up
this time. You have two questions for me this week.
I actually do. You know what? Double trouble. So I want him to just get one wrong.
You should go.
He will get the first one wrong, but second one's a little bit
more. You told me before the show, one of the questions for me is very, very difficult. And one is just kind of very difficult.
Yeah.
They're both difficult, but one is less difficult than the other.
Yeah.
So you should give me the less difficult one first. Then I'll give you mine, and then you give me the super difficult one.
Fair enough. All right.
Do we just call this the Poker World quiz time?
No, I don't know. That didn't sound good.
Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up, you know, at the Poker World Pod. With names for this quiz and quiz questions, frankly. I would love to try to answer your questions. So, Kaz, yes, let's do this, man.
Very helpful if you have a funny name Pokemon themed name.
We will call you out. We'll give you credit. Give us some good stuff here. All right, Kaz, give me your question.
All right. What is the only Pokemon that can devolve?
Oh, shit. Can devolve? I don't know anyone that can devolve. This is the easy one?
Yeah.
Damn, I feel like avid Pokemon listeners will know the answer to this.
Now I don't even want to ask you the other one.
No, I want to hear the other one.
Well, can the other one's going to be...
Devolve. Can devolve through what means?
Being separated from its host. Or the other symbiote, I guess is the best way.
Can you give me a first gen Pokemon that can devolve on a symbiotic relationship?
Yeah, it's not game has nothing to do with it. It's all show.
Can devolve. Slowpoke, like a Slowpoke, Slowking, Slowbro kind of situation.
There you go, sir. You got it. Slow bro.
Man, woohoo!
Ricky, really?
So slow bro can devolve?
Yeah, with the shelter or whatever. That's
so the shelter just leaves?
Together. And, yeah. They like chomp on and then they grow. But if they become separated, they both
become a slowpoke again.
Slowpoke and then becomes a shelter again.
Man, this is why I got you on the show, guys. Man, okay, cool. I think for a fact you're not going to get mine.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
First Pokemon ever created.
Like, do you mean created or?
Created. They drew it up on a piece of paper. It was the first one.
Oh, yeah,
one
me
made.
Too.
Nope. It's a normal Pokemon.
That they, like, bred scientifically?
No, they drew it on the first Pokemon ever drawn by the creator of Pokemon.
Oh.
On a piece of paper.
How many guesses do I get?
Get one more and then I'll give you the hint. Okay. And then you get one more after that.
Moltres.
No. It's silver looking.
What,
It looks like a rock. It's like rocky. Looking.
Onyx?
Rhydon. Rhydon.
I feel pretty okay with Onyx from the hints. But...
The first Pokemon that was drawn up was Rhydon.
You know what? That is actually pretty interesting and pretty unexpected. Why would they? That's their first go-to is Rhydon?
Well, I bet there was just a guy who was just feeling it one night and he just drew this up. Okay, hit me with your last question.
Are you sure you're ready for it?
Worst case, I'm 50% on these things, so it's a win-win for me.
It quite possibly might be the hardest Pokemon question you've ever been asked.
I doubt it, but let's hear it.
Fair enough. Pikachu's name is derived from two Japanese words.
Oh, I don't know.
Pika and Chu. What do each of these words mean? I can't even because you're such a shit. Okay. All right. What do each of these words mean? And when combined, what do they roughly translate to?
Okay, well, I would guess one of those probably something with electricity.
Okay.
So I'd go Pika is related to electricity in some way. And Chu sounds like you know, in English, I'd be, it's like togetherness. So like,
okay, shock, so you, let's shock go. You with togetherness. Let's go. Let's go back to pika. Specifically, what do you think pika means?
Pika, I think that's electricity.
I'll give that to you. Okay. Chew.
Togetherness.
No. Think about like...
It's a sax.
So you have electric, shiny, whatever. So then, what is Pikachu?
It's a mouse.
Holy cow.
It's an electric mouse Pokemon.
Yep. That's the entirety of it is if you put them together, the rough translation to English is an electric mouse.
Well, that's fitting because it's an electric mouse.
That was pretty gosh darn impressive, and I like can't even... I had some jokes I was going to make, and I
can't... I feel like I should have known that faster than I did, honestly.
Really? Because I thought... For sure. No, you thought for sure when I started the question.
Yeah. I was worried it was going to be harder. I feel like I should have known that faster than I did, frankly.
That was great. Pretty awesome.
Awesome. Okay, so, that is our quiz show. You should chime in on Twitter, as we've said, on X, at PokerWorldPod. Hit us up with the questions you want to have us ask in the episode. We will not look them up ahead of time. We'll ask them live. And let us know your thoughts. We're growing here. This is the second episode, and we love talking about Pokemon. So if there's things you want to hear us talk about, hit us up. And we hope to hear from you guys soon.